This is Texas Public Radio. Medical professionals have been quick to counter comments made by Bexar County District Attorney Nicola Hood about a link between autism and childhood vaccinations. The medical group stressed there's no scientific link between the two, and vaccinations are an important preventative measure for children. The DA drew public backlash after he appeared in a documentary produced by an anti-vaccine group.
I'm Nicola Hood. I'm the criminal district attorney in San Antonio, Texas. I'm here to tell you that vaccines can and do cause autism.
That's Bexar County DA Nicola Hood in a clip for a documentary called Vax Stories. In the 11-minute video, LaHood and his wife Davida say they believe their two oldest children were harmed by vaccines. The LaHoods say at birth, their son was fine.
The first year, he was very, he was a very alert baby. Mm-hmm. He was very talkative. He was very, happy. He would smile a lot.
The couple claims that changed after a round of vaccines at 18 months. Their son developed tics and stopped responding to his name.
And still, to this day, I mean, he's almost six and he's not able to verbally communicate.
Speaking to Texas Public Radio on Tuesday, LaHood says he and his wife decided not to vaccinate the two youngest of their four children.
My wife and I have made a decision. I was asked my personal opinion. I shared my personal opinion. And it shouldn't matter if I'm the DA or what I am, because President Obama is very open about his movement for vaccines. He advocates for them as President of the United States. Nobody has a problem with that, right? Governor Perry, back when he was governor, advocated for the HPV vaccines on young girls. No one had a problem with that. So I'm going to call BS on people saying you can't be the DA and give an opinion.
LaHood's comments, coming from a well-known public official, drew swift criticism on his Facebook page and raised alarm bells among health professionals. They seemed concerned parents would be persuaded to skip immunizations for their own children. The San Antonio Metropolitan Health District put out a statement saying vaccines are a public success story, eradicating disease like polio, diphtheria, and measles. In their statement, they did not mention LaHood directly. Dr. Melissa Sabobita runs the autism program at Children's Hospital of San Antonio. She says the anti-vaccine message can be harmful to children.
It promotes this idea that, oh, you need to be informed. Just get yourself informed. But the problem is, it's a one-sided, extremely biased view of what's going on. And it's not an accurate description of the real medical literature. And why would you trust that over scientists and people who have looked at this really, really carefully with good data?
Sabobita says there's no confirmed link between vaccines and the development of autism. She says the idea that there is one may stem from the way regressive autism manifests itself.
Where they start off what seems like pretty normally, and then they lose their speech at around 12 to 18 months of age. So they were saying a couple of words and then can't speak anymore. And right around that time, that 12 to 15 month period, is when we give our first MMR vaccine, okay? So I think that when a parent sees that regression, they want to pin it on something.
LaHood said he's not opposed to vaccines for parents who want their children to have them. He said he and his wife made a different decision and wanted to share their story. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.